The labor movement is preparing for conflict with the new Trump administration. The president-elect recently picked Andrew Puzzler, a fast food mogul, as labor secretary. Puzzler was a harsh critic of the Obama administration's worker protections. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, labor's fears are more than that.
Donald Trump rode to power on the promise of helping workers.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business. Complicated.
Already, there are signs about how he intends to proceed. Labor unions are not the only ones concerned with what they're seeing. It sure seems a long way from election night, when labor unions in Washington state won big. Nicole Grant is the head of the MLK Labor Council, the largest labor group in the Seattle area.
On every single issue that we fought for during this election as a labor movement, we won.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
And yet it was impossible to enjoy yourself on election night. Such was the shock and such was the pain.
Our mouths are hanging open also, just like everyone else.
This is Paul Guppy, Vice President of Research at the Washington Policy Center. It's a conservative think tank here in Seattle. They push for free markets and less government. You'd think people over there would be thrilled.
I'm sure organized labor is very unhappy because they're losing the influence that they had before. I think that workers, broadly speaking, should be optimistic about economic growth and opportunity.
Actually, there's something about Donald Trump that gives them pause. That carrier deal the other week.
Companies are not going to leave the United States anymore without consequences. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Trump offered tax incentives to save jobs at Carrier. And that is not cool, says Paul Guppy of the Washington Policy Center.
It doesn't work as national policy because it cuts special deals for people who have political influence. And that's not real free market capitalism.
So not even free marketers are 100% happy with Trump so far. Labor unions, though, are deeply worried. Trump will pick the next Supreme Court justices, and there are cases coming that are all about union power. Trump's labor secretary can easily undo the Obama administration's worker protections, like making it possible for more workers to claim overtime. These were generally done by executive order. Michael McCann is a political science professor at the University of Washington. He says incoming labor secretary Andrew Puzzler
hates unions and unionization. He's been an opponent of many of these things that the Obama administration has done.
The Trump administration can kill a rule with a stroke of a pen.
Or just non-enforcement.
But Washington's unions are powerful inside Washington state. Here, if your workplace has a union, you get fired if you don't join and pay the dues. Michael McCann.
If there was a piece of legislation that would really be disastrous for the labor movement, it would be national right to work legislation.
Then people wouldn't have to pay dues. That would erode the power of unions.
And certainly some Republicans have talked very seriously about that.
I would say the worst case scenario I've heard is that there could be serious threats to collective bargaining as soon as 2 years.
This is Nicole Grant of the MLK Labor Council.
It's prudent to be ready to fight in earnest for our rights as workers.
Workers helped bring Donald Trump to power, and they gave him a mandate to make change. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
Andrew Puzzler is also opposed to a minimum wage increase like what we have in Seattle. The nominated labor secretary says the law kills jobs.